Hey, Larry, wear the C with pride this week because it's going to be tested. After that performance Monday night, big divisional game, no more needs to be said.
After two disappointing losses, the Bears try to start a new winning streak at Soldier Field. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, before we talk about the Vikings, what's the key to the Bears bouncing back from such an embarrassing loss?
When you watch a tape, be very critical. Be ready to criticize yourself first and foremost, and then look what you need to do as a unit to improve. You're going to be tested this week because the Minnesota Vikings, they're a division opponent. Nothing neat, you know, you don't need anything else to be said. Football is a continuous operation of improvement. They were never at the point of where they needed to be. It's always a process of improvement throughout the season.
Regardless of who starts the quarterback for the Bears, what does the offense need to do better? They struggled running the ball, and they struggled in pass protection on Monday night.
Except the challenge they're up against, one of the best pass rushers in all in the NFL, and a team that makes a point of trying to get to the quarterback. Ensure your protection. Make sure you have an area of safety that's connected to the protection. And then you have to continue to use Matt Forte and Michael Bush in a process that's physical, in a process that's going to have the running game that's going to contribute to the overall success of this team. And then it's got to be a commitment by the offensive line to play more physical, use better fundamentals, and concentrate every single play. You cannot take a play off.
The defense has played dominant all season. They had a poor game on Monday night. How do they respond, especially going against who I consider the best running back in the NFL and Adrian Peterson?
Well, we said that a couple weeks ago when Arian Foster was coming in here. And then we talked about Frank Gore. Yeah, this is Adrian Peterson. The Bears have been playing solid run defense and pass pressure defense the entire season. They haven't forgot how to do it. Again, it's a continuous process of practice your fundamentals. Go back and watch the tape. Be critical of your individual performance. Were you in the right tackling position? Were you in the right predetermined spot after the ball was snapped? There's a lot of ways that you have to evaluate yourself. They're professionals in that defensive locker room, and I do think they'll be very critical of their performance.
The defense has carried this team this year. Veteran group, they played, set records. They've been amazing this year. Was that an aberration Monday night, or is that something you're concerned about moving forward?
Well, it's going to be interesting how they accept the challenge, because the next opponent is going to watch what worked well against the Bears defense, and then they're going to try to amplify that a little bit more. So I think that's where the Bears have to accept the challenge. Understand how they can put people in more efficient positions, but it's also an obligation of the player to understand their assignment according to the play formation down in distances, what they're seeing.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is from another Tom, Tom Fain, who wants to know, in what ways can Mike Tice use the other weapons on the offense outside of Brandon Marshall?
First of all, I think efficient screens to slow down the opponent's pass rush, to put deception to the defensive ends, and try to utilize your talent, Matt Forte and Michael Bush, with easy throws quick out of your hands. But now you're going to take an obligation by the offensive line to understand the front and be able to attack it downfield if they're aware of the screen, but I think it can be a weapon. And then we still mention Earl Bennett. I think from 0 yards to 8 yards, he's the best catcher the Bears have. So utilize the down and distance according to the plan. Don't only make, you know, Earl Bennett catch passes on third down. First and second down completions to Earl Bennett will be able to speed up this offense.
Tom, every week we pick a player that's going to have a significant impact on the game. Make your case for somebody this week.
I'm going to go with the big guy, the most superior guy and the most seniority guy in the locker room, Brian Urlacher. I think not only is it a rebound game from the defensive performance, but Brian's leadership in the locker room throughout the week and then going against the number one rusher in all the NFL. I think this is an unbelievable game for Brian Urlacher to put this defense back in the pedestal, stop the number one guy.
I'm going to make my case for Brandon Marshall. I know I'm not exactly going out on a limb. He's had a record-breaking season. He's on pace to rewrite the record book for the Bears. He needs to have another big game on Sunday, and I think he will against the Vikings. Tom, I can see you already have your game face on. The Bears will too on Sunday as they try to bounce back from two disappointing losses. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.